"Go on, my love," she used to whisper in Estella's ear. "Break men's hearts and have no mercy. I want my revenge."
Meanwhile, my sister and that fool Pumblechook never stopped discussing Miss Havisham and her considerable wealth. They were sure I could expect a large present from her, either before or after her death. But one day, Miss Havisham decided it was time to apprentice me to Joe, and told me to bring him to her house. My sister was very angry because she was not invited as well. Dear old Joe simply could not believe his eyes when he and I entered Miss Havisham's room the next day. The darkness, the candles, the dust, the ancient furniture, the old lady in her bride's dress. It was almost too much for Joe's limited intelligence. That may be why he refused to speak to Miss Havisham directly, but spoke only to me during the conversation. I was ashamed of him, especially as I could see Estella laughing at me over Miss Havisham's shoulder. "So," began Miss Havisham, "you, Joe Gargery Blacksmith, are ready to take Pip as an apprentice?" "You know, Pip," replied Joe, "how we've both been looking forward to working together. Haven't we, Pip?"
"You don't expect any payment when he becomes your apprentice?" she continued.
"Now, Pep," said Joe, rather offended, "that question doesn't need an answer. Between you and me, does it, Pep?" Miss Havisham looked kindly at Joe. I think she understood more of his character than Estella did. She picked up a little bag from the table.
"Pip has earned something here. There are £25 in this bag. Give it to your master, Pip."